A paradoxical cat. The experimental setup is that Schrödinger has put his cat inside a steel box and closed the lid. Besides the cat, the box also contains a tiny lump of radioactive material, a Geiger counter, and a flask of poison. The lump of radioactive matter is small enough that one of its atoms may or may not decay in the space of an hour. The odds, Schrödinger proposes, are 50-50. Now, if an atom does decay, the Geiger counter will detect it, triggering a trip hammer that will fall and shatter the flask of poison, killing the unfortunate cat. If no decay occurs, the cat is out of danger, and when the lid of the box is opened, the animal will be alive. So far, these two outcomes conform to common sense, but not in quantum terms. The two possible outcomes, decay of radioactive material and non-decay of radioactive material, both exist in a superposition, a bleary state. According to the Copenhagen interpretation, which prevailed at the time, it takes an observer to cause a superposition to collapse into a specific state. No one could quite explain how the observer actually did this, but until an observer comes along, quanta remain in superposition, treading water, as it were. If your head swims thinking about this famous thought experiment, it's reassuring to know that Schrödinger himself found superposition to be absurd when it came to real life. If the nuclear decay of the radioactive substance is in superposition, he argued, then according to the Copenhagen interpretation, before the box is opened, its state is suspended 50-50 until an observer appears, which may be good enough for a quantum, Schrödinger argued, but what about the cat? It would be dead and alive at the same time, suspended 50-50 between the two states, until an observer opens the box. It's alive insofar as the atom didn't decay. It's dead insofar as the atom did decay and release the poison. Of course, a cat can't really be dead and alive at the same time. Everyone agreed that this was a most clever paradox, but it takes a bit of close thinking to grasp why. Schrödinger's cat is all about the gap between quantum behavior and real life. The smeary state of superposition makes no sense in the real world, where a cat is either dead or alive, not waiting for someone to look at it before its fate is decided. Einstein was delighted by this thought experiment and wrote to Schrödinger, "You are the only contemporary physicist who sees that one cannot get around the assumption of reality, if only one is honest. Most of them simply do not see what sort of risky game they are playing with reality. Nobody really doubts that the presence or absence of the cat is something independent of the act of observation." Unfortunately, the paradox is not as simple as Einstein would have it. In the so-called many-worlds theory proposed by physicist Hugh Everett, the cat is dead and alive at the same time, but in different realities or worlds. Quantum outcomes are not either-or, but both-and, depending on which world you stand in. When the box is opened, Everett's explanation goes, the observer doesn't magically cause an outcome. Rather, there is both an observer seeing a dead cat and an observer seeing a live cat. These two equally real scenarios split off from each other with no communication between them. The one observer won't be aware of the other. Like the multiverse, the many worlds theory is nifty in the way it turns head-scratching problems into no problem at all. You can have your cat and kill it too. But exactly how these split realities shear off, known as quantum decoherence, injects a new problem. And since other worlds are just as theoretical as other universes, it's hard to believe that they aren't imaginary, purely mathematical fancies. The net effect of the many worlds interpretation is that the challenges created by the Copenhagen interpretation are magnified to infinity.